Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
About 2 weeks ago, I was on with David and Mike Mulligan, who do the morning shows with on our station, and he said, ask JMO about the 7 home runs he gave up in the last 2 starts.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus with the home run question.
That wasn't
great.
Did you say it or didn't you?
That's thank you.
Did you say it or didn't you?
Yes, I did. You didn't have to remind him in front of me. Goodness
sure
sakes,
I did.
Bruce.
Sure I did.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Wow.
That's our guy.
That was last Saturday morning.
Yeah, I love it, Bruce.
Bus toss of Bruce Levine.
Always fun to talk to Bruce Levine, and he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Bruce, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you wearing that suit, David? How does it fit? Does it fit all right?
Well, yeah, I guess you were right, but I just, you know.
Yeah.
It's not, you mean in sports radio, we should say something and then
no.
Say it later?
No, I did say it. I did say it. No.
He was actually very pleasant, wasn't he? He's always a very good interview.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Look, you know, the reason I could have fun with you and him on that is we have a great relationship with him.
Yep.
He's a terrific guy. Great sense of humor, and understands, you know, that everybody thinks he's the best pitcher, or at least he's tied with Boyd for the best pitcher on the Cubs. He's coming off of a 5-0 right now with an ERA under 2. So I think he's, for now, he's solved the home run problem, at least until 7 o'clock.
Yeah, no kidding. So, Bruce, it's a very interesting situation with the Cubs because they did have the rain out, and Tyone was pushed back to today, and everybody's looking forward to that start because it's a good matchup with youth and experience. We've talked about that. What did they do now with Cade Horton? Because he was scheduled today. They could push him back to tomorrow. They could skip him altogether. Craig Counsell didn't want to discuss it. What do you think they're going to do?
First of all, nobody hates a rainout more than Craig Counsell. He was he was not in a good mood yesterday. You know, so he was a little short with the answers, but you know, no, I think probably Horton will pitch on Friday, but we'll see, you know. Can bring this tape back tomorrow morning and see, you know, you can get even a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? But you know, he hasn't said yet whether it's going to be Horton. I don't see any reason why not. You know, there's no hiccups right now for any of the, you know, knock on Cub wood, whatever you want to do. There's no hiccups right now for the Cub pitching staff. So with that in mind, you know, full steam ahead and hopefully getting Imanaga back in the not too distant future. He pitches Friday and then probably one more before he shows up pitching at Wrigley Field, maybe against the Cardinals in early July.
It's really interesting because I think having options makes you kind of contemplate things a little differently. And I think that when you talk about, and it's on both sides of town, but obviously the Cubs are trying to win something and the Sox are trying not to lose, too many games, but you got to worry about the long-term prognosis of pitchers, and we saw it with Crochet last year. You got to just make sure you're putting, you know, you're getting the most out of a guy, but you're not putting too much work on the arm. So when we talk about Cade Horton, who's, is he already at more innings than he's ever pitched?
I think he's close.
Yeah,
and he's getting there.
So so if you were to take advantage of this break, you could give him a day off, but then again, is he not in a nice routine? Has he not been pitching well? I just don't know what the player would prefer or what the team believes is best for the player.
It's a really great question because you don't know. First of all, he looks like a pitcher that keeps getting better out there, right? He's gaining momentum. He doesn't look like, the eye test doesn't tell you that he's slowing down between pitches, that he's having a problem with his mound presence. He's doing great. He's adding the changeup to the mix, to the slider and the 96-mile-an-hour fastball. So all things are looking good. But you're right. You have to be cautious down the road. I'll just switch it a little bit to you guys. When Imanaga comes back, what do you do with Ben Brown?
Right.
Okay. Do you go to the bullpen or do you send him back, you know, in the baseball, God forbid, you send him back to AAA.
No.
And well, let me finish. And keep starting pitching because you know someone else is going to get hurt along the way and you want somebody ready. So with that in mind, if you have a bullpen that's pitching lights out, that's going to get Porter Hodge back here pretty soon. I think he goes out for one more, I think maybe tomorrow, before he comes back from his rehab. Do you take this this situation where you have a plus going with your with all your pitchers and try to be smart about it by keeping the starting pitcher pitching?
I just think that if you send Ben Brown back to Iowa, psychologically that damages him, and I don't think that he's earned a demotion. You find a way to perhaps use other mechanisms, you use the injured list for somebody else to come up with. I don't think that he's a candidate to necessarily be demoted when he has a live arm that you can use. Colin Ray has flexibility and versatility. So when Imanaga comes back, it's a nice problem to have. But I wouldn't think that demoting any of the people on the current staff. Ray's not getting demoted. Ben Brown, I shouldn't go back to Iowa. And certainly Cade Horton is here, I would hope, for the rest of the season.
It's a great problem to have because you have a lot of guys in the bullpen that don't have options so that you can't send them back to the minor leagues. So that creates a numbers problem for you, okay? Again, a very good problem to have for the Cubs where you have pitching depth, you have a bullpen that's pretty much lights out, and you don't know what to do. I think every team in baseball at this point, almost halfway through, would love to have this problem.
What do they have with Cabrera, Bruce? What do you think his future holds? Because he's a guy that was added to the mix. I know he's a lefty, but he is a duplicate lefty because you have other guys like him.
Options. I don't think there are options. So you can't send him back to the minor leagues. That you'd have to DFA him.
Yeah.
He's pitched pretty well. He's thrown seven innings. He struck out seven, Maybe a little hiccup once, maybe, but a left-handed power arm, they've had the luxury of having three left-handed arms in the bullpen that were pitching really well, and that therefore they were able to use an opener when they needed it. The flexibility that they've had as a roster has been really fun to watch because they've been able to do an awful lot of things to try to win ball games.
Hey, David and I were talking earlier about Dan Wilson. I know you're trying to get him on Saturday with you guys. I was telling David that I was, I started working at the paper when I was in school, and I covered preps. And I covered that kid when he was...
You had to drive out to Barrington?
Yes, I went to Barrington. I watched them in the state tournament. His junior year, they won state. And his senior year, he brought that team back. I was telling David, you wouldn't believe how good that kid was as a player in high school. And they got to the championship game and lost in the championship game. but he was like an extraordinary talent at the high school level, and you always felt he was going to do well for himself. You know, I was actually surprised he wasn't a better hitter in the major leagues because he was so unbelievable when he was a young kid. But I get a real chuckle out of it when you see guys that, you know, you start out, you watch them, right, and then they wind up as professional athletes, and here he is as a manager. So I think it's great, man. I know you're tight with him. That's good stuff.
We're gonna talk to him, and he's got some great Lou Piniella stories because he was Lou's main catcher for a long time in Seattle. And as you guys remember, Lou wasn't always, you know, he didn't always have the greatest bedside manner when things didn't go right, even especially for his catchers. You know, Dan, when I saw him on the South Side, you know, at the Rate, you know, a few weeks ago, he said, yeah, Lou would say to me very often, why'd you choose that pitch? Okay, as the ball had just sailed out of the ballpark, and he's standing there in the mound with the pitcher and Lou. So it should be some fun and entertaining. Dan's a terrific baseball guy, and Mariners are trying to fight their way back in that division.
And that was a Little League World Series team. Okay,
when he
has been a star for as long as you can imagine.
Yeah. I wonder if he's a Cub fan growing up.
Yeah, it must be.
It's kind of like David, star since he first came to Chicago.
Indiana schoolboy legend.
Okay, Bruce.
Right.
All right,
it's true.
Bruce. Let's switch gears here. So I want to ask you a question that had nothing to do with baseball necessarily, but the Sox have a doubleheader today, and it's going to be a straight doubleheader, as they say. It's not going to be a split doubleheader. Do they lose that gate altogether? Is it just one? And did they consider making it different or because of the fact that they, you know, have the Cardinals in town and three gates as opposed to two?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, it's a straight doubleheader, and they're hoping to draw 20 to 25,000 maybe. How would that be?
Well, that would be good, but that's like one day's work. You're there for both games. It's a good, rather than.
Well, isn't your ticket for tomorrow now or for today? I mean, isn't it, if the rain out like last night ticket, you don't get your money back. You go today.
You could do that. Yes.
Yeah.
But it just if you're having two, it's you get in for one ticket, though.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to go in one ticket empty and come back.
But if you bought a ticket for the second game, you can still go. Right?
I just didn't know if they considered that.
We'll get that straightened out for, you know, I'll call Mike over with the White Sox and we'll get it straightened out as to the procedure of who gets in today. But they'll welcome everybody who wants to come to the ballpark today,
sure.
guys.
Well, why didn't the Cubs do that then? Why didn't the Cubs have a doubleheader today?
Because they have a 35,000 advance. Okay, I'm probably on each game right now. They're putting 40,000 in every game. And would you like to turn down $3.5 million in your pocket?
And in fairness,
for a game?
They also play the Brewers a lot more. This is a one-time only stop in Chicago. So what do you want? You want the Cardinals to play at Wrigley and then
come over
and play the Sox?
That'd be something.
You guys tell me the last time they played a straight doubleheader at Wrigley.
I can't remember one. I guess that's why I'm asking. Right. When they do that at a ballpark in Chicago, it stands out because it's rare.
Money, monetizing what you do, satisfying 80,000 people instead of 40,000 on a day at Wrigley Field in August, where you're probably going to get 3,000 or 4,000 more. If they can fit them in, the Cubs keep playing this way. They've been averaging, off the top of my head, they've been averaging 39 or 40,000 people lately.
Well,
so you can't get too many more in there.
I'm glad you had a day off yesterday, Bruce. You seem a little bit more rested and ready today.
I'm ready to go. And, you can't get even in just one sentence. You have to. You have 2 hours on Saturday to get
I can't
even
wait.
With me,
I'm looking forward. Now that we have Dan Wilson, I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, let you go, Bruce. But just curious, are the Sox bringing anyone up? Is there any chance? I keep saying to Dave, no offense to Vinny Capra, but I'm waiting on this whole thing with Montgomery, and he's improved, but I don't know where he's at right now.
Yeah, there is no offense to Vinny Capra because.
Yes.
Nobody heard of Vinny Capra until this year, right? So
heard of Frank Capra,
but you you'd love to have Colson Montgomery ready to go, right? And just plug him in there with the rest of the young guys. We're seeing Quiro and Teal playing extremely well for the White Sox. You want to see more people out there that can hopefully be a part of your Chicago White Sox future. So I will talk to Chris Getz when we get off the phone. I have two things to do. I have to call my friend Mike over with the White Sox, find out if who gets into the game, and when the White Sox are going to bring up Colson Montgomery, because I'm waiting, just like you guys are, to see that big left-handed power bat in the lineup.
Thanks so much, Bruce. God bless you.
What a smart
guy. Guys, have
Thanks,
a great
Bruce.
Day.
That is our guy, Bruce Levine. Yeah. It's fun stuff.
It's good stuff.
And it's always good.
I do think the question about Colson Montgomery is a good one. We should talk about what the Sox are thinking and what that timetable might look like.
Yeah, we can get into that a little bit. We should do that next because we're going to talk to Connor in a little bit, and he's probably got a much better feel for how much improvement Montgomery has made since his trip to Arizona. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.